This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Cranking up another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. And we know you're there, too, listening in vast numbers all across the Northern Plains. We'd love to hear from you. What's on your mind? You know that little clip I played of Mike Pence from the ceremony with the remains of our soldiers coming back from Korea? The reason I played that, Todd, was because a listener said, hey, you know, there's been terrible coverage on this. You guys didn't talk about it. National media doesn't talk about it. You know, what are you doing? Now, Todd and I did not get up yesterday intentionally to say, you know, let's ignore this ceremony. We're not going to cover a darn thing. We are Mike Pence, to heck with him. No way. We didn't do that. We don't do that. Honest truth is, there's a million different things we could talk about. And we call the show What's On Your Mind for a reason. So if you're wondering, why am I not hearing that? Why am I not learning more about that? Why don't you say something about that? That's why you call the show. That's why you text the show. That's why you email the show. Now, I can't promise every time one text comes in, that's going to cause us to change course. But certainly, you know, when we get hundreds of texts a day, so when we start feeling a groundswell of, you know, support for one thing or another, we're going to listen to it. So the power of one text. And it was the right thing to do. I honestly would have liked to do that yesterday, but we had way more calls than I thought we were going to have about the Valley City situation with law enforcement and the gentleman who died in custody. So there again. The audience leads us where they lead us, and we just go right along. Did you think we talked about that for 90 minutes yesterday, Todd? It was interesting to me, and I wanted to know what people thought, but that went longer than...
You never know. Like, I mean, we filled the whole call screen up with bees before, so you never know.
You just never know. You never, never know. Anyway, whatever you'd like to talk about, now to the bottom of the hour. We're all yours, okay? Anything and everything. Text 367-2054. 226-8503, or please, please, please call. In fact, if you're a first-time caller, MyPillow, between now and the bottom of the hour. Actually, you can call to the top of the hour. Kirsten Baszler's on at the bottom of the hour, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction, to talk about the safety record of North Dakota schools from a new report. So anytime between now and the top of the hour, if you have a question and you are a first-time caller, question or a comment, just tell Manny you're a first-time caller, and we'll get you my pillow and put you to the front of the line. Mark is in Minot. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hey, today's paper, Minot Daily, looks like the state fair is going to get their way and get that historical situation kicked out of the fairgrounds down there.
Man, that's been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
It's ridiculous. What little space they're taking up down there, and if you go down there during the fair, that place is full. I think everybody ought to call in and start boycotting our state fair. If they're that greedy for the almighty dollar, I think it's time for the people to wake up and say, hey, you guys keep your fair.
Well, how would they be benefiting monetarily from removing the Historical Society buildings there?
Well, because rumor has it they're going to build a big conference center throughout there, and then they're going to put a hotel on top of it, but they're not telling people that right now. That's kind of a hush-hush secret right now.
Well, we'll make it a hush-hush secret on What's On Your Mind. How about that?
Absolutely.
We'll give some board members a call and see what we can find out, okay?
You guys run the best show there is, I will say that.
Well, aren't you kind? Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Of course. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
So, Mark and Minot, Dustin, who is Mr. Producer Man today, if you could make a note for me to round up some State Fair board members to follow up on the Historical Society decision and the plans for the property, that'd be great. Happy to do it. Jim in Fargo has a beef with the news media. Maybe you're going to defend them. I don't know. It just says Manny wrote down news media. That's all I see next to Jim in Fargo. So you tell me, Jim, are you happy or not so happy with our media?
Well, you couldn't possibly be happy with it if you had a brain. I mean, they absolutely, I mean, if you ever needed more proof, Donald Trump gets these 50-60 remains of 50-60 people coming back. That's not even news to these people. I mean, because Trump did it. I mean, they have such strong arrangements to know them. The economy's roaring. You don't see one story on it. It is just nauseating. Absolutely nauseating. And then the greatest thing I've seen on the news media in a long, long time is when Sarah Huckabee took apart that pathetic excuse of a human being from CNN. I said, oh, what a beautiful job. What a beautiful, beautiful job.
I'm not a fan of Jim Acosta, but I have to take exception with your description of a pathetic excuse for a human being, because I think that's the sort of things they say about Donald Trump that cause me to want to, you know, throw up in my mouth.
Maybe that's strong, but I mean, you get so sick and tired of them constantly ripping apart that they've done. I've been alive for too many years, probably for many people, but I, you know, for 50 years, the Democrats have taken apart and then been just absolute low life and everything. But and Donald Trump comes in and fires back, and they can't stand it. They are whining like babies.
They're melting. You're absolutely right, Jim. They're melting, no doubt about it. Pete in Fargo is a first-time caller. What's on your mind, Pete?
Hey, I want to talk about Fargo's idea for approval voting. I heard on a different station today a former news person talk about how he thinks this approval voting would be the greatest thing. And I don't understand why one vote doesn't have to just count as one vote like it does right now. They're mad because they lost because they had too many liberal candidates against two conservatives, and conservatives are more likely to vote.
Yeah, they split the vote up there. There are actually three conservatives I would count in that. And I'm trying to remember, sure, how many Democrats, but I take your point. There was a for folks that don't know, but there's a Fargo City Commission race with a ton of candidates, and I think school board had a bunch of candidates too. I mean, a lot. And of course, you know, the winner ends up getting like, you know, 18% or something. But that's democracy, right? I mean, that's how our republic works. Is people, yep, they vote, and you know, the person with the most votes wins. So I'm with you, Pete. I totally agree 100%.
Thanks, Scott. Keep up the good fight.
Say, Pete, we have a MyPillow for you.
Excellent.
If you can hang on here, we'll get your last name so we can put a little sticky note right out there on it, and we'll have it at our Fargo studios for you. Two places, perfect, for MyPillow pickups. Bismarck, where Todd is at, a K-Fire on East Rosser, or on South University in Fargo, where we're at here. And those are the two MyPillow pickup locations, and we'll have one for you in Fargo since you're from Fargo, Pete, okay?
Excellent. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Just need your last name. Hang on a second. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Let's see here. Don and Dickinson. Next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Don.
Yes, sir. This is Don, and I'm out of Dickinson.
Yeah.
And I wanted to thank you folks for a job well done on your station and serving the community of North Dakota. And I also want to thank Heidi Heitkamp for supporting the veterans and the fiasco that she's created out here, and Dickinson with the VA clinic. I think she's done a really good job of screwing everything up.
You're thanking her for a job where she screwed things up. That's a little tongue-in-cheek there. I get it. What's the worst part of the situation with the VA clinic in Dickinson, Don?
Well, they changed contractors. Now this new contractor supposedly put up a new facility, and equipped it and put new people in there. But I've had a better health care and a tent with a dirt floor than I have out of this. And the doctor they have in charge is a doctor from Sanford. She's directly responsible for a person's death. So tested and see what the health care is going to be like. So that's all I have to say about that situation.
Well, I share your concern, Don. Our vets ought to get top shelf care. That's for sure. But you put that one on Heidi Heitkamp, you're saying.
Well, you look at how she brags on how she's ordered for the veterans and this, that, and another. So she talks the talk but can't do the walk, you might say. And so she wants to take credit for this. By golly, I'm going to give it to her. I think she deserves right. everything she gets.
There you go. All right, Don. Thank you very much. Don in Dickinson. I don't know what I've started now, Todd, on requests for playing things, but I have a request from a listener that wants us to play Mike Rowe and the Trump bathrobe story. Are you familiar with that at all? You heard Mike Rowe talk about Trump in a bathrobe? I'm going to go to work on this, folks, during the break. I'll do my best. Living up to what we promised here on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you aboard today on the program, brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Coal, sweet, beautiful coal. I'll never forget when I heard President Trump say, clean, beautiful coal. I'm like, wow, what a change from the previous administration. There has been a war on coal. It really has, which is, of course, been designed to take the industry out, take the jobs out, take the impact to the economy out, not to mention what I would argue is most important, affordable, reliable energy. So this is a battle that we all ought to join. We all ought to be there to stand with this industry, stand up for what they believe in, which is affordable, reliable energy and the jobs and the impact on the economy. Find out more about how you can do just that at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, I found the Mike Rowe thing. Evidently, he was on with Ben Shapiro, and he was telling a story about something he did for his charity online. And it's kind of an interesting story about Donald Trump, so I'll get to that in just a minute here. Here's a texter that says, I'm a news junkie working alongside a radio sometimes 16 hours a day. I'm really beginning to believe that the mainstream media and the Democrats can't complete a sentence without mention of the word Russia. They're completely unhinged. God bless. Thank you very much for that. I have nothing to add to it, and I don't disagree. Maybe this next caller can tell us why. Guy in Goodrich, do you know why the mainstream media can't complete a sentence without the mention of the word Russia? What's going on there? What are they trying to do?
Well, Trump is correct when he says that fake news is the enemy of the people, and so the purpose of the Russian narrative is really a distraction, which was illustrated last night on the Buck Sexton show by a guest named Stephen Yates, an expert from China, who is from the D.C. Group of International Advisors, and he said that, quote, the clearest and present danger to America's values, unquote, is China's communist regime and their economic, military, and cyber threat, and that Russia is just a distraction. So that's the purpose of the Russian narrative. So I'm very unhappy when Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats comes out, jumps on this fake media narrative, and says Russia is a great threat to our elections. I do believe he should be fired by Trump when he's part of this false media narrative. Russia is just a distraction. Trump has clearly pointed out who he believes are the greatest threats to our nation. He's taking action against them. And the Russian narrative is nothing but a distraction from Trump's agenda to reassert America as the greatest and most powerful nation on the planet and exceptional because of its constitutional Republican values that offer opportunity for our people and the world.
What did you make yesterday of that all-star cast of everybody from the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, to Dan Coats, as you mentioned, to the FBI Director, the Homeland Security head. It was just a blizzard of people that were basically saying, here's what we're doing to take on Russia and their meddling and the ways they're trying to do it. What was that about?
Well, I do believe that the media has been effective in exerting great pressure on the Trump administration, including President Trump himself, since the summit at Helsinki with Putin. I wish that President Trump had not backed off from his statements that he does, in fact, question the veracity of our intelligence reports on Russia. I wish he'd stuck to his guns. And I think the great pressure that's being exerted from every angle against the Trump administration with regard to Russia is why there has been some folding within the administration and acquiescing to this false media narrative, which it certainly is just a distraction.
Right. They are obsessed with it. They absolutely are. There's no doubt about it. Guy, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Okay, so here's the Mike Rowe story. He's telling Ben Shapiro. This is Mike Rowe telling Ben Shapiro a story about, a charity and something he was trying to accomplish. As requested by a listener on What's on Your Mind. Here you go.
I went online and I basically said to Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders, said, nice going, guys. You just got my show booted off the network. I'll forgive you if each of you will make a donation to my foundation. What I'm looking for from you, Bernie, is your one of those crumpled suit coats you always wear. Send that to me, and I'll auction it off. Hillary, send me one of your pantsuits, right? And I said to Trump, I said, send me one of your bathrobes, an autograph, a bathrobe out of you. So, heard nothing from Bernie Sanders. Heard nothing from Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump sent me an autographed bathrobe with his name signed on it. He had it hand-delivered to me. So the next week, I put on his bathrobe, and I sit down at my kitchen table. You know, I got my iPhone set up, and I'm doing an episode of Crap. I auctioned the thing off, got $18,000 for it. Like that, okay? So I got a lot of heat for wearing a Donald Trump bathrobe. I don't care. The money went straight to the Work Ethic Scholarship Program. The moral of the story is, he understands who's watching, and he understands what's happening. It doesn't have anything to do, I can't speak to his polemics, his politics. I don't need to say anything to get myself in any more hot water. He sent the robe. Nobody else did. And I really didn't expect him to. But a deal's a deal. So I auctioned it off, and I thanked him. And the money went to a great cause.
Interesting. That's an interesting little story. Had not heard that before. I didn't know anything about that charity that Mike Rowe's talking about. So I'm glad you asked. One of our listeners said, hey, Scott, can you play it? Here's a call that came in during the break. I think I can play this.
I am really so grateful that those 55 men are finally home. Maybe their parents aren't around, but their children, their grandchildren, perhaps their great-grandchildren, know in that these men are home now. And it just gripes me to no end that the mainstream media wouldn't cover it. I mean, these people, where are they from? And they don't care. They don't care about our servicemen. They don't care about our veterans. They do not care about anybody else but themselves. These guys have got a bad case to me, myself, and I's. But I agree with the vice president. Our men are home, and God bless every one of them. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Let's see. Texter says, my great uncle Dick says, thanks for the Korean War shout-out. He enlisted to serve again. Also a World War II vet. Oh, my gosh. I love those stories. Another, glad the 55 are home. Why didn't the mainstream media cover it? Good question. Although we didn't either. Other than, you know, top-of-the-hour news and whatnot, we didn't. And that's why I made good on that today. Somebody asked for it. Marla says it's amazing how blind Jim Acosta is and determined to deceive. Sherilyn, 100% agree with President Trump. The majority of the media has become filthy liars. Distortion of facts and outright propaganda spewing hate mongers. Liberal news, enemy of the people, says another. Okay, Kirsten Baszler, when we come back, Friday edition, what's on your mind?
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Evacuations being ordered near a Virginia dam that's in danger of failing. Officials warning people downstream from the College Lake Dam in Lynchburg to get to higher ground.
This is a stage three, is what it's called, and that is that the dam failure is imminent. So they are extremely concerned in monitoring this.
That is heard on WFXR-TV in nearby Roanoke. If the dam was to break, officials say Lynchburg could be under 17 feet of water in a matter of just a few minutes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accusing North Korea's Kim Jong-un of breaking promises he made to President Trump at their summit. After reports the North is still developing missiles and missile fuel, Pompeo says Kim had agreed to denuclearize, but the North is now acting, in his words, inconsistent with agreements made at the summit. And this is USA Radio News.
Car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Discrete.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Friday, right? Yeah, a week from today, we're going to be up in Watford City, and we'll be there for Ribfest. Ribfest, that's right. And we're going to be broadcasting live right from the Main Street in the MineralTracker.com area there. So you look for us, MineralTracker.com. Great new piece of technology to help mineral owners organize and audit and track income for royalty interests. Very affordable, easy-to-use platform. Check it out at MineralTracker.com. MineralTracker.com, where you can take control of your minerals, because using a shoebox doesn't work. And you get a one-month free trial, too, so you can cancel anytime. And we'll see you up there next Friday, a week from today. So much going on. Wow. A lot happening. Somebody asked during the break, too, about the Harvest Parade. And that's in September. Seems like a long time from now, but that was the one where we encouraged our listeners to pick a candidate that they want to support in the upcoming election, and then walk together. This came from somebody who said we should do something as a What's on Your Mind audience for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And I said, well, if there's a parade and he's in it, I mean, that's a perfect opportunity to do it wherever you're at any time. And someone suggested we do it all together, so we picked that. Oh, I know, the organizers of the parade called and said, hey, this is a great parade, great time. So we're going to do that as our What's on Your Mind poll. That's our harvest poll. That's what that is. Whoever has the most supporters, Congressman Cramer, Senator Heitkamp, I don't know who else is in it, if Kelly Armstrong is in it, Max Schneider, whoever's in it, whoever has the most, they'll be the What's on Your Mind winner, our poll on who's going to win these races. So pick your horse. Pick your candidate. Join the fun. Our next guest is Kirsten Basler. She is the superintendent of public instruction in North Dakota. There's a new survey out about the safety record of schools, and North Dakota fared well. Kirsten, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Scott.
Nice to catch up with you.
Yeah, good to speak with you, too. Always a pleasure.
Sometimes we talk after there are horrific school shootings in other places, and we ask the question, are we doing what we need to do here? And I guess this report helps answer that, right?
It sure does, yeah. We were happy to report that, once again, North Dakota does not have any persistently dangerous schools. Each year, every state needs to analyze the data of the reports of the schools and the incidents of school safety and just the statistics that are that surround safety and any incidents that have occurred, and analyze that and then report on that. And so very, very pleased to report that, again, North Dakota does not have any persistently dangerous schools. We've never had one, and we hope to keep our record that way, working hard at the department and with our local school leaders and local law enforcement to make sure that it stays that way.
So here's my question. I can't imagine anybody even sending their kids to school if it's labeled persistently dangerous school. But what constitutes a school in that category? What are they doing wrong?
Well, it's the number of incidences that they have that involve, you know, violence, real severe safety, and the number of suspension and expulsions also play into that. If the students are getting expelled at a higher rate and there's higher incidences of expulsions based on percentage, you know, the number of percentage of your student body that are being expelled, that also plays into it, and that's persistently means 3 years in a row that you would have reports like that. And so once that occurs, as you said, every parent, every person that cares for a young person would not want, you know, really, I truly wouldn't want my child going there or anybody in my family or anyone I cared about going to a school like that. So parents, if that school is labeled persistently dangerous, that the parent would have the opportunity, the guardian would have the opportunity to transfer their child out of that school, and transportation costs would need to be shouldered by that school district to make sure that they were transporting those students to a safe school.
Do they go below that? I mean, are there different levels that they're scoring you at or rating you at?
Yes, actually, there is a first warn school. So if you are getting near first year warning, if you're getting near the level of dangerous incidences and expulsions and suspensions, that would also be flagged, and those school districts would need to take immediate action to ensure that they would not be reported in that same way again.
Yeah, that makes sense. Would it ever be a good idea to test the safety of the schools? In other words, like, for instance, from time to time, they'll do that with TSA.
Yeah.
Where they will try at the airports to, you know, get things through the scanners or see what they can get on an airplane or whatever. I mean, do we do anything like that?
We do, actually. I don't know that we actually conduct safety audits, and it's really a wonderful partnership among the Department of Public Instruction, our local law enforcement agencies, and our local school districts. There is an opportunity for our schools to have a safety audit done. So not only are they checking the security of the building, the security cameras, but also response times to and from emergency responders, and to have an audit done is really the best way consistently. You know, to have updated audits done to ensure that you're remaining safe and that your building is secure. Those audits do reveal areas of weaknesses, and then the opportunity to have suggestions on how that might be improved. The School Boards Association, the North Dakota School Boards Association, has also been doing several seminars, tabletop seminars, regionally across the state to walk through and do tabletop exercises with the school districts and the local first responders and law enforcement agencies to identify mechanisms in which they can better respond and be better prepared to prevent incidences, not only just respond to them. So I think as we move forward and as more of our nation becomes, you know, sadly more aware of some of the vulnerability and the susceptibility that our schools may have, there is greater awareness. And you may have heard that we have been partnering with our Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division, our statewide educational associations of our administrators, school teachers, and school board members, getting together with our local sheriffs, our city police, and our highway patrol. We are in the process. We have just scheduled 6 listening tours throughout the state that will be occurring in August before school starts. We'll begin the tour on August 13th in Dickinson and conclude our final listening tour August 30th at Rugby High School Auditorium. So what these 6 listening sessions are intended to do is for us as state agencies to go around and listen to local school districts, local community members, parents, concerned citizens, as well as their local law enforcement agencies to say, what's going on out there? What are you most worried about? What are you seeing? What can we help with? And then we will come back to the Capitol and as agencies begin to plan a better systems of support so we can truly stay on top of this as a state.
You know, one thing that has come up after these, horrific incidents, Florida, Parkland, Florida, and other places as well, where this has happened, is people saying, you can't get into the courthouse without going through a magnometer. You can't get to the airport without, going through a magnometer. And that controlling the point of entry was some sort of, way to find out, if you're okay to go in or have a weapon would be a game changer. A lot of people say that, that would be the difference maker, if you will, controlling, the in and out and the point of entry. Is there any talk about additional measures or anything that have come out of this to say we ought to consider some additional measures?
Absolutely. And, since this has become more prevalent on all of our minds, many of our school districts, both rural and in our larger cities, have taken significant safety measures. I know just a decade ago, there were multiple entry points into a school building, doors that were unlocked. Now, consistently, the only way that you can get into a school building is through the front door. The majority of schools that I visit as the state superintendent, I will go into the first atrium, the first entry door, and then the next door is locked. And so I will have to buzz in, inform them who I am, inform them who is waiting to see me or where I might be going. And so that is a change, a significant change that has already occurred. As far as a metal detector or, having that extra access point, some schools, are considering that. But first and foremost, we want our children to feel safe. And I'll tell you, I visited with a group of students, 8th grade through 10th grade last week. Yesterday, I was just with another group of about 75 students during a summer leadership program of juniors and seniors. And they're feeling the apprehension and the anxiety. They're feeling it every day. And so we do have to weigh their mental health state and their feeling of security with actually keeping them secure. What I've heard is that from our students, and student voice, as Scott, is so important to me. I think too often we as adults sit around and talk about what's best for kids instead of including their voice and asking them what they feel might be best for themselves. So having that perspective, they've shared with me that sometimes when they walk, even into an airport or into the Mall of America and there are armed guards walking around, they feel less safe. So the last thing that we want to do is add to the anxiety level if the return on investment isn't really going to be. If there are other ways for us to make sure that they're safe rather than having a very visible thing for them to remind them that there could be something detrimental that happens to them. So I think these are the conversations that we need to have, and each of those decisions really do need to be best determined by the local leaders. I'm such an advocate for local control.
Well, let's see here. There's a text that says, how many schools are short a resource officer, and do you know Simley in Bismarck has a bully problem?
So thank you very much for bringing up both of those issues. The school resource officers are just a huge asset to every school building and every school community. It not only keeps our kids safe and that there is a trained professional within those buildings that can respond to emergencies and violent situations, but it also helps build rapport, I think, helps our students, again, that feeling of sense of security. They can build a friendship and a relationship with with the law enforcement within their community. So I'm a very, very strong advocate. We have some excellent, I know the Cass County School Resource Officer Program just received national recognition for the program that they're running out in Cass County. Bismarck, Mandan have school resource officers. Some of our other larger districts have school resource officers. I do know that there's, multiple communities that have partnerships with their local sheriff's department and their local school department. So I think those types of partnerships and resources need to be expanded in the state, and hopefully we can have that conversation during the 2019 legislative session. Regarding the bullying issue, another significant issue that we need
Hang
to talk
on one
about.
Sec, would you? Yeah, sure. We're a little close to a break here, so we'll just carry this on the other side. Kirsten Basler is with us, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Call us if you have any questions, too, at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hillen here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorson Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thorson's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do is work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorson Story. You'll love it.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Friday, gotta love a Friday, don't you? Here on, especially in the middle of summer, and there's not going to be much left of it. Cooled off a little this week, at least on this end of the state. Oof. And you can sort of see fall from here, you know what I'm saying? But we'll just we'll keep smiling and plugging away. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Gave away a MyPillow earlier to a lucky winner. Already have it out there ready for pickup for our first-time caller. You know why we do first-time callers? To get you to call, right? And then once you've called, then you say, it's, oh, this isn't so bad. I can do this again. Then you, you know, you join the family of the folks that participate in the What's On Your Mind. And the MyPillow is kind of a nice draw to get you to do that. We have a great deal, two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows, 50% off.
Call 800-506-9028 to load up. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Not much risk here because they come with a money-back guarantee. Money-back guarantee. 60-day money-back guarantee. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, at 50% off everything they sell at MyPillow.com. Okay, continuing our conversation with Kirsten Baszler, who is the Superintendent of Public Instruction, and we had a question about bullying earlier, and you said, boy, is that a topic that needs to be tackled?
It sure is a topic that needs to be tackled. You know, the caller had said that there was a problem at Simley Middle School. And Simley is not in isolation. I hear it from my students all over the state. I hear it from their family and their friends. I was, again, visiting with a group both last week and this week of young people, and it's the primary topic of conversation. The cyberbullying has remained more and more intense, has increased as we've moved into this digital age of the 21st century more fully. Our YRBS study that has just was released early this year, at the beginning of the year, and now is, you know, comparable to, we've been able to recently compare it to the national results. What we're seeing is a decrease in so many behaviors that are, it's a positive trend. Kids are buckling up more, they're texting and driving less, they are, you know, exposing, having their first experience with underage drinking at a later age. All of those are awesome trends. But then we take a look at the incidents of bullying that have frequently happened. And we're seeing an uptick in that reporting. We're seeing kids reporting more frequency and feelings of hopelessness and isolation. We're seeing more and more reports of our students more frequently having thoughts of suicide, making plans of suicide, and sadly, more attempts and actual realization of suicide among our young people. We've got to get a handle on this, and that's why the Department of Human Services and their Behavioral Health Division is going on this listening tour with us as law enforcement and as educational agencies through the month of August, because that's an issue that we need to address head on, and we need to find out how we can better prevent bullying and support those students that are reporting that they're being bullied. I'm also really excited to talk about the Project Stand Up that our local Sheriff's Department will be announcing later this month in Minot. The Project Stand Up is a statewide effort to have anonymous text-a-tip either on drug incidences or school safety issues. And so, again, if we as a state, as adults, can get a handle on this and collaborate and pool our resources, hopefully we can make a difference and help our kids feel more safe.
Yeah, that sounds, to me, it's a crisis of the heart. You know, it is just because, our audience often would say that's what you happen when you take God out of schools, right? When you legally, by, you know, Supreme Court decisions and everything else, take, you know, move of the Congress and Ten Commandments out and everything. I guarantee if we sat here and said, what would be the best thing to fix everything the superintendent just talked about, they would say that, you know, taking God out of the schools, this is the cause and effect. I know your hands are tied on a lot of that legally. You know, how can you find an innovative North Dakota way to, you know, address the crisis of the heart with this problem?
You know what? I think we just need to leverage who we are as North Dakotans. We care about each other. We're a small state that, you know, we joke that it's just one big town with a really long main street because everybody knows everyone and they've known someone and maybe roomed in college with someone. So let's leverage that closeness. And when kids can walk into a school building and know that some adult in that building cares about them, that some adult is going to greet them within the first 10 minutes of being in that school and say, hey, I'm really glad you're here today. It's so great to see you. I think that's what we need to do. We can make sure, but again, we have to get over, I think every adults are a little bit nervous about making sure that they maintain boundaries and all sorts of things that have come into play in this society of worry. But I think we need to get back to that culture of caring about each other. And you know, it's great to be greeted as an adult. If you walked into your office building and say, hey, really glad to see you today, Scott. You know, I was looking forward to seeing you. What a difference that makes in your day when you know that when you walk through that office door, same thing needs to happen for our kids. Every adult needs to make sure that they're greeting every student and saying, really glad you showed up today. We got a great day ahead of us. That, I think, can make a big difference.
Fascinating conversation. Always appreciate our opportunities to visit. Thanks for always being accessible to us and our listeners. And let us know if we can help getting the word out on anything else, keeping our kids safe and keeping, and of course, education and our students front and center. We appreciate what you do.
Sure do. Scott, if I could just give you a list of the rundowns. August 13th will be at Dickinson. August 14th will be at Horizon Middle School in Bismarck. 23rd, Williston. 27th, Fargo. 28th, Valley City. And August 30th, Rugby. Hope to see a lot of people come out. Share their ideas with us.
Sounds great. Thank you, Kirsten. We appreciate
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. See you Monday on What's on Your Mind. Have yourself a good, fun, safe weekend. Buckle up, all that, okay? I'll buckle up all the way out to New Salem. Be at Rude's later today with Todd in the Cape Fire Cafe. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.